well, if the thing that's running your body that has the blueprint, it has the code for how you're supposed to be put together and how you're supposed to run, if that thing can't get its message where it needs to go, that's kind of a problem.
You are listening to the Limitless Life Chiro podcast. If you are interested in unlocking your body's wisdom and accessing its innate ability to heal, I will be covering all my tips and tricks through working with my clients, as well as my own healing journey of looking to become just a little bit more limitless. Enjoy.
Principle number one, major premise. A universal intelligence is in all matter and continually gives to it all its properties and actions, thus maintaining it in existence. This is way back when this was the first principle of chiropractic. Now, I'd recommend you go back and listen to it a few times. The reason why is because it's describing something much deeper. Now, it is a little bit old, so the phrasing might be a little bit different, but I'm going to kind of chalk it down to what's really important here. And this is what makes chiropractic different as a modality. I often will hear, you know, chiropractic being alternative healthcare. And in my opinion, I don't think that's an accurate, really representation of what chiropractic is. And the reason I say that is because it's a completely different branch and approach to healing. Now, in the typical model of care, we're looking for symptom or pain relief, which that's one model. So saying we're an alternative to that, we're an alternative to getting pain and symptom relief, is not really accurate of what chiropractic is. Chiropractic is a whole different form and format of the way we're looking at health. Instead of trying to reduce the symptom or disease or get rid of something, we're just trying to promote the natural healing systems within the body. So when we start talking about, it's like, what does this have to do with a universal intelligence in all matter? What does it have to do with giving its properties and actions? And what does this have to do with this? What we're saying is that the universe is intrinsically intelligent. How do I know? This is my reasoning, which is, what temperature does water boil at one atmospheric pressure? Well, 212 degrees Fahrenheit, and 100 degrees Celsius. And how often does it do that? Well, every time. This is where we get interesting, is we have like laws in our world and like numbers that are consistently outputted. And I think this is a question that we're still trying to answer really through physics, which is, what the heck is telling it to do it that? Do that at that specific time? What the heck in the world is telling it to always boil at that temperature and change state and function like that? And so in chiropractic, we're not necessarily trying to say what it is. We're not trying to say it's God. We're not trying to say it's this or whatever it is or some type of higher power. We're just saying that there is something consistent about how the universe is functioning. And it seems like there's some type of blueprint that's giving information to the universe on how it functions. And so that blueprint, as a kind of placeholder or word for it, we call it universal intelligence. There is something that is universal, that is intelligent about our world, that has consistent output and has consistent conversation with how matter moves and how it functions and the laws and how things work together. And without this consistent blueprint, we wouldn't have science, because science starts assessing reproducibility in our world. So what happens is the science is actually assessing, okay, how do these things actually work? And what is the blueprint? And how does that function? And so how does this come into your healthcare? How does this come into why you should be having, be under chiropractic care, why you should be getting your spine checked at least once in your life? Is that intelligence also pervades over the human system. There is clearly something innately different between a rock and a human body. You know, if I take a hammer to the rock and it breaks into pieces, what's going to happen? Well, nothing. It'll just keep breaking down, or it'll go through its normal geological cycles. But if I take a hammer to my side and I break my rib, what happens? It heals. Not only does it heal, it starts creating specific formations for my body specifically. So there's something intrinsically different between that rock and that human being. And even more so, there's something intrinsically different between someone that's living and somebody that's dead, right? Somebody, quote unquote, as we say, dies, and now they're a cadaver. And now instead of them being an active organization, they start breaking down. This is something very interesting about when we start looking at our world and start trying to understand how it functions. So then we look even further back, or start going deeper into it, which is, what actually creates this active organization in the body? And so in chiropractic, we term that innate intelligence. And this isn't some fancy, again, it's not like some higher being or something like that. What this is the body has intelligence to it, and it innately occurs. If I cut your hand, you don't think about it. It just starts healing. It starts its process. It starts fighting off bacteria. It starts attacking whatever it needs to. It starts sealing up the cut as best it can. It just innately happens. You don't have to think about it. It's no different from you watering plants at your home, right? You don't have to think about the plant and constantly tell it to grow better or grow this certain way. You just water it and it innately does it. And so we use that placeholder again. We call it innate intelligence. Because there's something different between the intelligence in the universe, which we see, like there's specific properties in that rock that are reproducible, and we can see it constantly has that action. And then there's something intrinsically different with the human being that reproduces these specific traits. And so then we finally get deep enough where we're starting to have the conversation of, what does this have to do with healing? Well, if the thing that's running your body that has the blueprint, it has the code for how you're supposed to be put together and how you're supposed to run. If that thing can't get its message where it needs to go, that's kind of a problem, right? Now we're going to start having issues. So the mindset in chiropractic is making sure that there's proper communication with the master system of the body that is supposed to thought that essentially is communicating this innate intelligence, or in communicating this intelligence with the body. And it's the manager, essentially. You can think of it as like it's the PA, the personal assistant for innate intelligence, and it's transmitting communication and talking. It's interfacing between the external reality. It's interfacing with the self and interfacing with the internal reality, making sure everything's operating properly. Now, if that thing gets mismanaged or something happens where it can't fully do its job properly, of course, you're going to see changes in how well your body can actively organize itself. And this is where we start affecting healing. Now, I can't sit here and say it's going to cure this or fix this or get rid of this. And I can tell you that it's going to be healthier if that system that's guiding the intelligence of your body is operating at its best function. And so now we get to this vitalistic version of chiropractic, vitalistic saying life force. Just like we talked about before, there's definitely something innately different between something that's living and something that's dead. And that's the vitality, and the anima, right? And you can go back to like old Greek stuff and go deeper on this. Is there's something innately different there, and we're working with that life force. We're making sure it's functioning at its best. Again, I can't say that anything's going to necessarily go away, but I can definitely say that you'll live a better life if that system is functioning better. And that's the study of the last 100 years of chiropractic, is we're seeing a lot of development of how do we scientifically actually analyze that. And those are the scans I use in my office. And that's my method of looking really deep to seeing how well is that system functioning and how well is it communicating. And that's all that we're looking at. And I want to make sure that puppy is running as best as can so that you can start living a better life, a happier life, a healthier life, and just feeling better altogether. You might still have pain or symptoms, but ultimately, this life is about living life. I'm not trying to necessarily, you know, stop death per se. You're going to die at some point. If I can elongate your life, I would definitely be happy to. And that's not the idea that we're trying to go for in chiropractic. We're trying to focus on how can I promote more life in your body? And in doing so, the reason we're asking this question, the reason we go into this philosophical top, the reason we're going deeper in this, because if I want to produce more life in your body, I got to understand or have some semblance of understanding how does life work in the first place. And these are the theories and the practices and the principles behind essentially what we're looking at. How do we believe life to work? And we're seeing it, the more we go deeper in science, it seems to continue to reestablish this idea. And as we go deeper and deeper, we're starting to get a better lens and understanding of how this works and getting more efficient at helping the nervous system clear out. And this is what I do as a chiropractor. This is what I'm looking for, is I want you to live your best life as best as we can. And I'm so excited and happy to serve. And I hope you got a lot out of this episode. This is one of the more unique aspects of chiropractic. And please do send me messages or questions if you're more curious about this. Have a limitless day. Thanks for listening. Make sure to leave us a review and comment if you have any questions or topics you want us to hop into, as well as share with any friends that you think it might help.
And if you are interested in working with us, feel free to go to www.limitlesschiropractic.org and you can sign up for a free consult just to get familiar with myself and see if you'd like to work with us. Stay limitless.